It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. Dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming.
Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Saturday, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. On the air, around the clock, around the globe, calling America to pray. Calling 1 million people in this nation to pray for another spiritual awakening, a revival in 1,000 cities, 1,000 prayer centers, and 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders. Because I believe that there's still hope for America. Would you stay tuned for this next hour as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening? So glad to have you listening and so thankful that I have the opportunity to lead prayer around the clock, around the globe, every day here, 24 hours a day here on BPN Radio. I started praying in 1966. The Holy Spirit said, "Give me the first hour of your day, I'll change your life." I did. 1967, I started leading prayer. And then in 1985, I started leading prayer across America and nations of the world, almost 30 years ago. And I've been calling for a revival in America and other spiritual awakening for a long time. I believe that God operates in threes. So we've had two great spiritual awakenings. I believe another one is coming. And today, I have a 16-year-old young lady that is my guest. I'm going to have her on the telephone here in a few moments. And we're going to talk. We're going to be talking about youth, what's happening in the youth culture, what's going on. We're going to be praying for young people. And so if you know of any young people, call them up. Tell them to listen right now to BPN Radio. I'm just here to tell you that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can go where God says you can go. You can live where God says you can live. You can do all things. I declare that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. All things are possible. In Jesus' name, I declare that God is at work in your life. Playing right now here in the background is Courtney Vandiver, Vera. And when she was 12 years old, the doctor said because of an injury that she would never play the cello again. But here she is. She's playing right now in the background. Our friend, she was nominated for an Academy Award this year and went on to play because she believed in Jesus, was chosen as the outstanding cello in high school, the state of Texas, and now she plays with Boston Symphony and other incredible groups. Spirit-filled Courtney Vandiver, and she plays almost every day here on BPN, but we want to give a shout-out to her on this Saturday, knowing that all things are possible in your life. And Father, we just pray the will of God be done. The will of God be done in this on this broadcast today. In Jesus' name, here on BPN Radio. We pray the will of God, the plan of God, and the purpose of God. And we're praying particularly for two things today. We're praying for youth to come out of obscurity, preach to their generation. And we're also praying for wisdom. The Holy Spirit put in my heart today that we need to talk about wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to live life skillfully on a daily basis. I'm going to be praying for you that God will give you wisdom. And so we have a special guest. We have some special music. It is a special day on BPN Radio on this Saturday. Tomorrow and Monday, I want to tell you, I'm going to be ministering at Destiny in Oklahoma City, where Lawrence Neeson is the pastor, Destiny Christian Center, Southeast 29th Street. And so I'd like to see all my friends in the Oklahoma City area tomorrow and Monday. I do want to welcome those in Oklahoma City. I want to welcome Franklin, Tennessee. I want to welcome cities all across America that are praying with us. Wagner, South Dakota, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I want to welcome Scranton, South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I want to welcome Fort Mill, South Carolina, and Perry, Oklahoma. Oklahoma City, I've already said that, haven't I? Norman, Oklahoma. Mustang, Oklahoma. And I want to welcome cities all across America that are praying with us here. Youngstown, Ohio. Newtown, Ohio. I want to welcome Cincinnati, Ohio, as well as Watertown, New York, and Mount Holly, New Jersey, Omaha, Nebraska, and I want to welcome New Haven, Missouri. Churches all across America that are praying with us today. I'm gonna talk to a young lady that I have on the phone, and she is going to share about it, about what God is doing in her life. And then I'm going to play some music by my friend Martin Smith. It's a wonderful day here on BPN, and so we're going to get Madison Franklin on the phone right now. Okay, it's great to have here on this Saturday on BPN Radio a young lady who is a member of Young Preachers International, Madison Franklin, and she lives in Dinuba, California. And Madison is 16 years old, and she's from Alabama, but moved to Dinuba when she was 10 years old, 6 years ago. Her parents are pastors on staff at Living Word Fellowship, where Gene and I ministered for several years. At 13, she had her first encounter with God, felt the call of God on her life to be a voice to her generation. By the time Madison was 14, she started preaching and reaching out to a lost generation. Now she's on a daily mission to share God's love to others. So, Madison, it's good to have you on BPN Radio today.
It's good to be here.
And so I'm so thankful that you're a part of Young Preachers International, that you participated in our first gathering last summer in Wichita Falls, and you shared and did a wonderful job. And so you are actually a teenage preacher, is that correct?
Yes, sir. I've been preaching, like I said, since I was 14, and ever since that I've been preaching in my youth ministry and at school in the Christian club and whatever opportunity I get to preach.
So you're not ashamed for your friends to know that you're a preacher?
No, sir.
Well, that's great. And, you know, I have a tremendous passion for young people to come out of obscurity and preach to their generation, because we definitely are having a challenge in America toward our youth serving Jesus. And, you know, I recently read a book entitled Already Gone, and it says that most young people in America have become disconnected with church, disenchanted with church, disenchanted with Jesus, anything that pertains or smacks of religion. They don't want to have anything to do with it. It's a generation that has become disconnected, disinterested on their iPhone, calling, texting, particularly texting, watching YouTube, and not communicating with many others. So do you realize and believe that there's a challenge to our youth in America?
Yeah, I do think there's a challenge, and I think that's why now God's using so many young preachers, is because he wants us to be able to be an example and show them that, you know, we walk through the same things they do, and that we can show them how God loves them and God wants to show his love to them.
Yeah, I believe that. What do you think are the greatest challenges to our this youth generation, particularly Christian young people?
I think that the greatest challenge is so many Christians feel that they can't be real and feel that they have to put on a mask, when that's not what God wants us to do. God, he wants to bless you, and he can't bless the fake you. And I feel that that's why there's so many young people who don't want to have anything to do with God, is because they feel that they have to be perfect, and if they're not, that they're going to be judged.
Right. Do you feel that there's hope for the youth of our nation?
I do. I feel that there is hope, that, you know, if we young people truly grasp God's love, and if we truly show the love that he has for us and that he has for others, that there is hope for our generation, and that God can change it, and that there can be a great revival.
Do you attend a public school?
I do. I attend Dinuba High School.
And what type of opportunities do you have to witness there or share there?
Well, we have a Christian club that I'm actually the vice president of, that we meet every week in one of the classrooms, and also just having those one-on-one conversations with people in class and, you know, trying to get to know them, and then just tell them about God and tell them, like, my testimony and where God's taken me the past few years.
So do you have the opportunity to share Jesus and win young people to the Lord in your school?
I do. Like when we have breaks during class or during lunch, when I can go out and just speak to people at school who don't know God.
And how are your classmates, how are they responding to the message of Jesus? Are they interested or disinterested?
Some are interested, and, you know, most of them kind of reject it at first, because they're like, no, that's cool, that's for you, but it's not for me. And so I feel that, you know, if we just keep trying and we don't give up, and if we have perseverance, that, you know, someday that they will come and know God.
Well, I agree with that. So what about your what about the youth group at your church? What's happening?
Well, we're a firm youth group on where, you know, we don't want this to just be about our youth group, but we want to be a community and be a place where, you know, kids can come and they can be free and they can experience God on a weekly basis. And we're not just about, you know, our youth group being in the church, but we're about us going out and winning the lost and making disciples and not being confined by walls, but going out into Dinuba and winning people, because that's the only way that people are going to be won is outside of the church wall.
I agree with that. And tell me about your, you know, some people says, well, you know, how do I know that I'm called to preach? How do I know that I could really preach? What kind of an experience did you have to know that you're called to preach or you desire to preach?
Well, ever since I was young, I've always loved being in front of people and speaking, and I've never had a problem with speaking my mind. And and so, you know, at first I thought I wanted to be a teacher. And then, you know, I was at a youth service one time, and, you know, God told me that I was called to ministry. And at first I was very hesitant, and I didn't want to do it because I was still bitter at that time about moving, and I felt that God was just trying to punish me. But, you know, over time I saw that this is a call that God has on my life, and, you know, this is something I'm passionate about. When I'm preaching and I get to see, like, you know, people's eyes open to see, like, how awesome our God is, you know, that's, like, what drives me, and I wouldn't want to do anything else than that.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's fantastic. And I want you to, in just a few moments, say a prayer for the young people that are listening today here on BPN Radio. And before you pray, I do want to remind all of the young people, the young preachers, that we're once again having a YPI gathering. We're actually calling it the Austin Music and Prayer Gathering, and four-time nominee, Grammy nominee Leland will be worshiping there, leading the worship, singing, and young people like yourself will be preaching. So we're inviting everybody to come. That's July the 19th through the 21st at Jubilee Christian Center in Austin, Texas. And if you want more information, you can go to our website at youngpreachers.net, youngpreachers.net. And if you are between the ages of 14 and 24, you're eligible to become a member of YPI, Young Preachers International, regardless of where you live across America and around the world. And so you just follow the instructions there, and we invite you to be a part of our Young Preachers International. Madison, thankful to have you on today, 16-year-old preacher. And I want you to pray that God will minister to young people, however you want to pray right now in closing. And you just pray a prayer. And, of course, you know my heart, my call, and my passion is to give a call to young people to come out of obscurity, wherever they may be, to preach to their generation. So you go ahead and pray, however the Holy Spirit wants you to pray.
Father, I just thank you for this day, Lord. I thank you for every young person that's listening today. God, I just ask that you just begin to speak to their destiny, Lord. God, you know, speak to them wherever they're at, Lord. I ask that, you know, as they go throughout their day, God, that they can be a light to their generation, Lord. God, I just ask that you begin to pull youth out of obscurity, God. Lord, that you put a call in their life, Lord, and that they can see hope in our generation, Father. God, I just ask that you break out a revival in us, Lord. God, and that it starts in our heart, Father. Lord, I ask that you pour your love out on us, God, so that we can show love to a hopeless generation, Lord. And God, that you can just use us, Father. Wherever we're at, God, I ask that you give us divine encounters, God. Have us run into people and give us the words to say to them, Lord, because you see exactly where they're at, God. And I just ask that you use us today, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Madison, thank you for being on today. And as we go today, I'm going to play music by a friend of mine whose name is Martin Smith. He used to lead a group called Delirious. But several years ago, he had me to be on with him. And we're going to play some music called Taking It Wherever It Goes. And I believe that this is going to be dedicated to all the young people because they need to take the gospel wherever it goes, however the Holy Spirit leads them, because I believe that God is raising up a radical group of young people like yourself. So thank you for being on today, and God bless you. And to all of our friends out there in Dinuba, California, that we said hello. Thanks for being on today. Okay.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.
we stand, Lord. God, we want to be known as a generation, God, who didn't build just churches, that created new music, that brought new sounds and rhythms, God. But God, we want to be known as people who are completely in love with you. We want to be known as people who are friends of God. We'll be right back.
praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, calling young people to come out of obscurity and speak to their generation. Martin Smith and Delirious, my friend Martin Smith, that's been my friend over 20 years, and we're having a little music wherever it takes us today. And several years ago, I had the privilege of being on this CD and calling for revival. You can probably hear my voice in the background, along with Roger Ellis, Martin Smith, and some others. Martin Smith has a great passion for revival. He and his wife Anna provided a place for Gene and I to live next door to their house in England several years ago when we were ministering there. And an incredible young man. And he has a heart for this generation. I do too. I want you to help me pray right now. I want you to help me pray that God will raise up an army of young people to come out of obscurity and preach to their generation, just as 16-year-old Madison Franklin is doing, that's on the broadcast today. Would you help me pray right now that God will raise up an army of young people, young preachers, to speak to their generation? And I know on Young Preachers International, if you're between the ages of 14 and 24, we invite you to go to youngpreachers.net, sign up to be a part of Young Preachers International, and it gives you some instructions there. But actually, you can start preaching about any age. So would you help me pray that God will raise up an army of young preachers, young people that will come out to preach to their generation. Would you help me pray now? Father, in Jesus' name, we set ourselves in agreement with people here on BPN Radio on this Saturday, on this 28th day of March 2015. Lord, we know in Jesus' name that we must have another spiritual awakening. And I've heard you say, Holy Spirit, that you will send it, but you will not send it without the youth. The youth must be included. And we know that in many churches across America today, that many young people have disappeared. They are gone or already gone. They may be there physically, but they are not there emotionally or spiritually. They've become disenchanted with church. They've become discontented. They are finished with the hypocrisy, and they're totally bored. But we pray in Jesus' name that we'll move away from the games that we're playing in church. Church is feeling like they can just entertain the young people. And there will be an experience of the power of your Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. There will be revival among the youth. We pray for them now in Jesus' name. Would you help me pray? Would you help me pray right now? Would you help me pray that God will raise up an army? And last year, about this time, I was hosting a preaching competition for young people, and I took some criticism because they say you just can't compete in preaching. But the Holy Spirit said this is a way to gather young people out of obscurity. And so out of that came Young Preachers International, which I'm giving oversight to. You can go to the website, youngpreachers.net, youngpreachers.net. See some young people preach and tell you your youth about it. We're praying for young people. We're taking it wherever it goes. We're allowing the Holy Ghost to minister today. Would you pray for the youth of this nation and the nations of the world? I'm, I'm praying for all of the youth that are listening to this broadcast here on BPN Radio. I pray that the Holy Spirit will come upon you and minister to you now, and that you will respond to the call to take the gospel of Jesus Christ wherever it goes. In Jesus' name, that you will follow Him. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Here's Martin Smith to sing, and then we're gonna pray for people concerning wisdom in your life. And here's Martin to sing, Find Me in the River. Let's continue to worship Him today here on BPN.
Find me in the river. Find me on my knees. I've walked against the water. Now I'm waiting if you please. We've longed to see the roses, but never felt the thorns, and bought our pretty crowns, but never paid the price. Find me in the river, find me there, find me on my knees with my soul laid bare. Even though you're gone and I'm cracked and dry, find me in the river, I'm waiting here. Against the water. Now I'm waiting if you please. We didn't count on suffering. We didn't count on pain. But if the blessing's in the valley, then in the river I will wait. Find me in the river, find me there, find me on my knees with my soul laid bare. Even though you're gone and I'm cracked and dry, find me in the river, I'm waiting here. Find me in the river, find me there, find me on my knees with my soul laid bare. Even though you're gone and I'm cracked and dry, find me in the river, I'm waiting here for you. Come find me here. Ooh.
Well, I want to let you know that you're listening to BPN Radio here on this this Saturday, the 28th day of March, and 2015. All right. Good to have you listening on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Around the clock, around the globe, Dale Gentry here. And if you'd like to make a contribution to BPN Radio, to Breakout Prayer Network, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Go down to the donate button. Click on the donate button. You can use PayPal. You can use your debit card. You can write a check. And we are supported by the loyal listeners of Breakout Prayer Network. And thank you for listening in. Thank you for praying with us. Thank you for helping me pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And thank you for helping me pray for young people to come out of obscurity and minister to their generation. The hour is late. It's not too late. But ladies and gentlemen, the hour is very late. All you have to do is just look at the condition of our nation and see what is happening. And you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, for more information about what is happening with us. Also, youngpreachers.net. And then we have another website, letsprayamerica.com. Letsprayamerica.com, calling America to pray for revival in America, in this nation, another spiritual awakening. Today we're praying for those of you that lack wisdom and you would like to have wisdom. So concluding in this program today, we're going to pray for wisdom. And the Bible said, James, the brother of Jesus, most people agree that he wrote the book of James. He was the pastor or the leader of the early church. And he said, if any man lacks wisdom, this is James chapter 1, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally, upbraids not. In other words, he's not gonna keep you from wisdom. He's gonna give you wisdom, but it just does not happen automatically. So there are three ways I've discovered over the years that we obtain wisdom. First of all, we ask for it. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask. And almost every day of the year I say, Lord, I lack wisdom. Would you please give me wisdom? What is wisdom? Wisdom is the ability to live life skillfully on a daily basis. And so if you lack wisdom, he wants to give you wisdom. So you ask for it, and then you study the scriptures, and then you walk with wise people. So today I'm going to concentrate on one of those ways, on two of those ways, and that is ask. We're going to ask for wisdom, and then we're going to concentrate on praying some scriptures today. I love to take my Bible into my prayer place because that's all the Holy Spirit wants me to take into my prayer place. It's just a Bible and a pen. Doesn't want me to take my list. He does not want me to concentrate on other things. And if I have any revelation, I can just write it somewhere in my Bible, but not a to-do list. And so I like to take my Bible into my prayer place, and I like to pray the scriptures. Very, very important. So, Father, we agree right now, first of all, that you're going to give us wisdom. You said, if any man lacks wisdom, we proclaim and declare that we need wisdom, the ability to live life skillfully on a daily basis. Would you come and give us wisdom today? Would you pray? Would you ask God for wisdom right now? And I like to do this almost every single year, almost every single day of my life. And so wisdom, we ask for wisdom. And Lord, we realize because we lack wisdom that many times we make wrong choices, we make wrong decisions, we say the wrong things. Help us today, we pray. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I must say, before we start praying concerning wisdom for out of the Word, that so many times things that I blamed on the devil, I gave him credit for, wrong decisions that I made, saying things that I shouldn't have said or did not posture my words carefully, many of those things have caused me great consternation, great trouble, great difficulty, disfavor, because I did not use wisdom. I blamed it on Satan. But I must say, it was just a lack of wisdom. And so many times, because we do not confer with Lady Wisdom, who was with God the Father at the beginning of creation, because we don't consult her, then we have great difficulties in life. Just a lack of wisdom. Have you ever seen anybody get up and say something, and we just say that person didn't use very much wisdom when they said that? Well, we are guilty many times of the same thing. So we're gonna begin to take the next 3 or 4 minutes to pray for wisdom. And the wisdom book is the book of Proverbs. And many years ago, I started reading the book of Proverbs that corresponds with the day of the month. So today would be Proverbs chapter 28. And so if I'm going to look at Proverbs chapter 28, I'm just going to read some of this. The Bible says in Proverbs 28, "The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand all things. One who increases his possession by usury and extortion gathers it for him who will pity the poor." Proverbs 28, "Who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. Happy is the man who is always reverent. A faithful man will abound with blessings, but he who hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. To show partiality is not good. He who rebukes a man will find more favor afterward than he who flatters with the tongue. He who is of a proud heart stirs up strife, but he who trusts in the Lord will be prospered. Who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered. He who gives to the poor will not lack. When the wicked arise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase." And so I like to read, that's from Proverbs 28, since today's the 28th. And so, Father, we just ask for wisdom. And the reason that I love wisdom so much is the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. In all of your getting, get understanding, exalt her. She will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life." She says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." And so Lady Wisdom wants to speak to us from the Scriptures, and Lady Wisdom wants to speak to us in our prayer time as we seek her for decisions on what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say, and if we say it, how to say it. And then the third way that we get wisdom is that we walk with wise people. And we need to have people of wisdom in our lives. A long time ago, I submitted myself to two great men of God. One has pastored for 50 years, another one for 40 years. They have over 100 years of ministerial experience. And I've asked these men to speak into my life. And when I make any type of major decision, I go to them to get confirmation. Because you must understand, there's a fine voice between our voice and God's voice. There is a fine line between God's voice and Satan's voice. There's a fine line between our voice and Satan's voice. You must understand that sometimes we think we have heard correctly, but we need some confirmation. Did I hear correctly? Is this, do you believe this is what God is saying? Years ago, Gene and I felt like we were to lead a church for a while. We'd been there on interim basis because we'd been leading a revival, and the pastor left after the fifth week of revival. And so we really felt like we were to stay for a while, lead the church in addition to our travels, our prayer and prophetic ministry. So when I contacted these men, they said, we don't have a witness right now that you are to stay there on a permanent or ongoing basis. And so then I just told the people of the church, I can't be here permanently, but I'll be here as long as the Holy Spirit leads. They finally called me back and said, we believe you're supposed to stay a while. So I did. So what am I saying? I'm saying that we need people of wisdom, great maturity, to speak into our lives. And, you know, the Bible says that old people don't necessarily have wisdom because they're old. But the Bible does say that people that have spiritual maturity, that have been around for a while, it's very, very important that we have them in our lives. And, you know, this is a side note, just a side note, it's all it is. But we have a lot of things going on in Christendom today, particularly the church in America, and we're having all kinds of new ideas, philosophies, revelation on the scripture and eternity and heaven and hell and salvation. We have all kinds of things going on. It's really mind-boggling. It's quite startling to me. And my response to that is, has it been proven? And is men that have been in the ministry, men and women that's been in the ministry for a long time, have they proven this? And what are they saying? So we have a lot of young people that may not have very much wisdom or maturity. They may have a lot of zeal and passion, and they're coming up with all sorts of new philosophies, principles, and there's a lot of people, they just run after that. They love that. They're just some new idea. Somebody writes a book or has a television program, and they just swallow the whole thing, go after that. So who am I going to follow? I'm going to follow men and women that have been in ministry for a while, that have been down the road, that have been down the road. And these two men that God has put in my life, I trust them. They have over 100 years of ministerial experience. They're older men now. I'm not calling them old men. I couldn't get by with that. But they're men that have been down the road through floods and fires and difficulties and challenges, and men of prayer, and they love the Word. And so I depend on their wisdom. So we get wisdom by asking for it. We get wisdom by praying for it, and then by reading the scriptures of wisdom, concerning wisdom, and then by walking with wise men. So do you have wise people in your life? Do you have a spiritual father, spiritual mother, spiritual grandfather? Do you have a pastor that has been down the road a while? Who is it that's speaking into your life? That's very, very important. Who is it that's talking to you? Who are you receiving from? And if all of your philosophy is coming through someone that you are hearing on radio or you're watching on television, you may, and if you don't know them personally and you're just getting wisdom from what they're saying, that could be a very difficult road to go down. I pray that you will use caution, great caution, praying for wisdom. Praying for wisdom, reading the wisdom scripture, and asking God to put men and women of great wisdom and spiritual stature in your life. So I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name. Would you just ask Him right now for wisdom? Would you commit yourself to reading the book of Proverbs and reading Ecclesiastes and other and the Gospels? Jesus has given lots of wisdom there. Would you just ask Him right now for wisdom? Well, we appreciate you being a part of BPN Radio here on this Saturday. Dale Gentry here, and I'm so thankful to have you in my life. And I'm going to be ministering tomorrow at Destiny Christian Center in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, where Lawrence Neeson is the pastor, one of my spiritual sons. It's going to be a great time tomorrow and Monday night, Sunday morning and Monday night. So you need to be there. You can check it out and be delighted to see all of my Oklahoma City friends. Also, remember the breakout, the BPN Prayer Leaders Gathering, Austin, Texas, April 9th, 10th, and 11th. April 9th, 10th, and 11th. And the registration is free. Just go to bpnradio.com, and there's a registration form to fill out. Submit that, and in turn, we will send you additional information concerning hotels, restaurants, etc. Location of the church. Going to be at Compass Church. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time. You have a wonderful day. God bless you for praying with me today.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.